This is the Convo Podcast. Brought to you by Boombuzz Nigeria.
We are back with another episode of the Convo. This time around, I have a superstar, newly signed to the DMW, B-Red. B-Red in the building. How are you feeling?
I'm good.
This thing about you joining DMW is funny because, I mean, it's just official, but that's family. Like, you've always been.
Of course, we're family.
What led to that, you know, officially, on paper, joining DMW?
It's my family now, you understand? So it's just a family thing. So I'm with my cousin now, so that's how it is.
I know that.
All of us are one, you understand?
That announcement was huge because it came with a song.
Yeah, Dollar.
Dollar, B-Red, Davido, Peruzzi.
Yeah.
That was huge. Like,
thank you, man.
Is this going to be on the album? Because we know an album.
Of course, it's track. I have 17 songs on my album, so it's on track. I think it's either track 17 or 16. Me and Maya Cruz is 16 or 17. Either track 16 or 17, though, yeah.
Great, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How does it feel? You're already smiling.
Can I say any question you have, I'm talking to you?
How does it feel to not be worried about money?
How do you know that?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, let me stop you there because some people they feel like because my father is a multi-millionaire in dollars and my uncle is a billionaire in dollars. Let me talk. That is the thing you don't understand. I can't just wake up and say, Daddy, I need 100 million now. He's not gonna send it to me. You understand?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can't say,
yeah.
Sometimes I don't wake up. I have my own bills, I have my own workers, yeah. I have my own things I pay for steady, regularly. You know?
Yeah.
I have people I take care of, I have a son, you understand? So you can't just say, oh, how does it feel? Sometimes I can wake up and not have as much as I want to have, you understand? So obviously I'm not saying my uncle and my father don't help me. I can't just wake up and say, oh, give me money, do you understand?
Yeah,
after
yeah,
why
yeah.
I'm hustling for my own
son. No, I do get you because you're like some days you can wake up and like Bill Gates can wake up now, Jeff Bezos.
Did you see that? Did you see one on the news that Bill Gates said he's only giving his children $10 million each?
I saw that.
So
the rest is given to charity when
so
he dies.
So people are different, do you understand? So if he has $90 billion, you can only give your son 10. What is that telling you? People are different.
I like this guy.
You guys also for yourself.
B-Red tackle me back. Like, well, let's talk about music. Why Jordan? Why is the album called Jordan?
Because shout out to my son Jordan. He's on Instagram. Follow him.
Oh,
at
okay.
Jordan Adeleke. Because when I had him, it was like things changed in my life. You understand? The way I spend money, the way I just do everything. So I always think about him first. You understand? So I just said, let me just name it the Jordan album. Do you understand? So
yeah.
It's 17 songs. It's coming out on October 9th. He actually is on my album too, track one.
Oh, okay.
And my daddy is a track one too. So it's called The Intro featuring Senator Ademola Adeleke featuring Jordan Adeleke. That's track one.
Your father is very famous.
He sings on the album.
Your father sang on the album.
Yeah,
so your father dances. That's where I was going. Your father dances.
He plays instruments too. So that's
why. Let's give him a record deal now. Let's.
He will record deal on you.
Okay, so I was going to even mention that, like, your father is like your family, entertainment wise.
Yeah.
You guys are like very solid in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
Your father is, apart from being known for politics, senatorial, and his humanitarian efforts, people love him on social media because he's a great dancer.
Yeah, he can dance very well.
So, when the first clips of when Davido sang Ijo Baba Shinora, we didn't know because the clips weren't coming out
of
then.
Course.
So when the first clips came out, you know, you saw how people were so glad and loved to see your father dance. What did that feel like for you?
I already knew this was gonna happen because
at some point you need to have that.
Like
point.
Back in the day in Atlanta, Georgia, he used to like dance. You understand? He used to call him Jackson. If you hear Davido's song, if you dance like Jackson, he's actually talking about my dad. You understand?
Are you serious?
Yes, because he's a dancer. It's
not
even, that, oh, he wants to get up and start showing off. No, he just likes it, you know, he loves dancing. So, since time, that's how my mom met him. He was dancing, you understand, in the club. Long, this is like over like 50, 40 something years ago, you understand. So, he's been dancing since, so like, it's a normal thing too. So, I knew when he started politics, and I knew when he won, I was like, oh my God, he's going to dance. But people fell in love with it, so, you know, there's nothing wrong with dancing now. So, shout out to him.
How would you describe your music journey so far? What's it been like?
It's been crazy, because it's been ups and downs, and it's been good times, there's been bad times, but at the same time we keep on pushing, you understand? Because like I said, like how you said, when you met me, links and friends talk. Yeah. I was just a hype man that time.
Yep.
So when I came in the industry, I was just all in my cousin's videos. I was hyping it everywhere around the world, Cyprus, so Malaysia, name any country. I was first come out on stage and say, okay, I'll introduce Davido. So for me to start singing, it was kind of hard for me because people already knew me, okay, this guy's the hype man. So I had to work extra hard to get to where I want to go, you understand? So yeah. I had to, even if my song was a good song that time, I'm like, go sit down, you'll be hype man, you understand? So for like 1 or 2 years, I had to just keep on working harder and harder. And I didn't stop. So I knew like, okay, people want to start feeling my sound, you understand? So when I started dropping songs like Connect featuring Tiwa Savage, Uju produced by Chris Beats, Fall For You featuring David, other people started taking me serious. Finally, all those kind of songs, you understand?
Like those three songs you mentioned, that was a great run.
Even
Uju, Fall For You, Finally.
Even when I first started singing, like the first 2-3 years, I had a song with Akon, Cucumber. Shout out to Akon for that. So yeah, I've been doing my thing for a while. But like I said, it's not been easy. So I have to keep on.
What's the story behind the song you did with Don Jazzy Better? What's the story behind that?
Ah, Don Baba J.
It's not easy to get Don Jazzy on
the record. Let me brush it because funny enough, like when the more hit crew used to come to America back in the day, me and my brother Shino Rambo, and sometimes David when David was in Atlanta, we always now we go to pick them up from the airport. We always pick them up from the airport in Atlanta, so we got close to them.
Oh, so that relationship has been
It's been there since. We're like their PAs back in the day, you understand? So the band will hit me up like 6 a.m. write me or one day call write me. Ah, we're landing in ATL by 6 a.m. be there at the airport. We say, ah, Baba, we did there. Austin wanted to enter the industry, you understand? So we did that for back to back for like 2-3 years. Then one day, the Moist crew came to Atlanta. Me, David, and Shino picked them up, took them to our house. That day, Moist said, oh, Mama, making they come back Nigeria, we're going to support you now. That day, me and David left.
That day.
I can't start talking about how it happened. You understand? But that day, the next day, we were in Nigeria. So that's how it started, really, you understand?
So that relationship has been for a while.
Yeah, so the Don Jazzy track, it's crazy because I've been a big fan of, even up to date, big fan of Don Jazzy, big fan of the boys' crew on the band. So I hit Don Jazzy up, I was like, whoa. I didn't know he was going to do it, you understand? Because I knew we were close, but I didn't know he was going to get on the song with me, you understand? So I sent him a DM, I was like, boss, please send your number, let me like talk to you. He's like, yeah, cool, take my number. So I called him, I was like, oh, don't worry about Jay, please do. There's one song I really want to feature. And he's like, yeah, cool, send it. And before I even replied, I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, send it, I'll do it. So when he heard the song, he called back, yeah, I'll send the song tomorrow. So then he sent the song back, like the next day. So I was like, wow, it touched me, man. So I was like, wow.
And you shot the video.
For him to do a song, I'm doing things.
That's a hard man.
Yeah, he doesn't really do features.
Yeah, he doesn't really do features.
Shout out to Don Jazzy. Shout I love you, boss. Trust me.
Big shout out to Don Jazzy. We know there's a song with David coming because we know you just shot the video.
Two songs on my album.
Two songs.
Plus Dollar 3.
Yeah.
You understand?
Nice.
So, like I said, track 6 is Big Pay featuring David. I shot the video like 5 days ago.
Tell us about this particular record with David Big
Pay. It's a love record. It's a club record. It's a love record. It's faster than my normal usual songs. So, yeah, watch out for that. It's coming very soon. I'll be dropping this video and this song on October 2nd as pre-order for my album. Nice. So you guys should watch out for that too.
You also have two faces on this album.
Trust me.
Kingdom Come.
Legend.
The name sounds heavy. The name of the track sounds heavy.
The video is heavy too, man.
Trust me. A video.
Video heavy. Lyrics heavy. Melody heavy. Song
How
heavy.
Do you get
styling
this
heavy.
Around, you are getting people that it is hard to get. You have gotten.
You know when you are doing good on your own, God will bless you. So in the Bible it said, walk. Do your best and leave the rest for God. They didn't say, let God do everything.
For you, yeah.
Do your best and leave the rest to God. So I've been doing my best and all that things have been coming my way. You understand?
What's your songwriting process like? What's that like?
If I'm in the studio, either my producer Magic Boy or Chris Beats or anybody I work with, we actually combine lyrics together, you understand? And for me, sometimes most of the songs in the album is freestyle because I play the drums too. So any track you hear, I'm always telling the producer, play like this, do like this, do like that. So yeah, it's either I freestyle or I write it down, or then my producers come together and write it. Any producer I work with, they always write, you understand? Shout out to TK Witty on the album too. He wrote like 3 songs on the album. So watch out for that too.
Nice. Very, like, DMW is on this album.
Yes.
What's that like, being part of the DMW family? I mean, you're already, even before you signed, you're already part of the crew. But that's like the hottest music crew in Nigeria.
Yeah.
What's that like?
I mean, we've been family since time, like you said. And like, it's a big movement, you understand? So this is going to be a bigger movement. So yeah, watch out for greater things, you know, in the future.
Meanwhile, was this the time you planned on releasing the album? Because I know that this year a lot of people shifted their release dates.
Yeah, funny enough, I just woke up one morning, called Asa Asika. I was like, you know what, I'm dropping my album. Because a year ago, I was supposed to drop an album, but I didn't drop it. So I recorded like 80 songs and came down to choose like 20, but I didn't drop the album. So I had to start all over again to come up with this 17 songs. This year.
So you're telling me you have like 60 plus songs in the archive?
Like 150. On God.
Wow. That's a lot.
Like, even from if I want to add the past songs, like 300, but I'm saying like the ones that I can play with people and say, okay, nice songs.
What was the conviction to drop? Where did that conviction come from that the biggest drop the album this year?
I'm close to God, so I just kept on praying to God. I was like, oh, Mama. Like God will show me the will. Anything that God says, I will do. So one day I just woke up, I was like, I'm dropping this album October 9th. Mm. No, actually, I said last month, 25th. Mm-hmm. But Issa said, okay, let's drop it October 9th to be the best day. I said, okay, let's do it. That's how it happened. I just woke up and said, I'm dropping it. Because the song already.
Yeah. I mean, so being a dad, you know, you've already mentioned how, you know, when Jordan came, your life changed. You know, you couldn't do things crazy or anyhow like before. Does any of that also inspire the way you make music, the music that you're putting out?
Trust me. I wouldn't say it has changed my sound, but it has changed the way I think and behave. So yeah, I'm pretty sure if you heard this album, every time I'm recording, like I'm always looking at it, like this album must enter. For me to name it the Jordan album, you know that I'm not joking.
He's an inspiration.
I won't put my son on the line like that for let this thing. So yeah, trust me, everybody, this album is gonna be great. I don't want to talk too much. Let the action speak.
Let the music speak for itself. How do you deal with the attention that comes with fame? How do you deal with that?
When I first got in the industry, like 6-5 years ago, it was crazy for me because I was like everywhere I go, oh my God, be every I couldn't handle it. I'd be smiling. I'm like. So, but now it's a normal thing for me everywhere I go. So like, I love my fans, so it's just like, I'm used to it now.
What can people expect when they go into listen to this album? What can they expect?
Like I said, I play the drums. I've played the drums for like over 30 churches around the world, you understand? So like, I play for Select Church, and Baptist Church.
So even when you're abroad, you're playing drums for
churches? Yes, I used to play church, Nigerian church and American church. Understand? I've played in the jazz band, I've played in a rock band, I've controlled 3 marching bands in different schools in America.
Whoa!
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Ice Princess album launch, I'm the one that opened up my marching band in Nigeria. That when I used to, before I started singing, his first album launch.
Everybody loves Ice Prince.
Go watch it online.
At Echo Hotel, I remember.
Yeah.
Wow!
So drumming is a part of me, and like I said, my daddy used to play the drums, I also used to sing.
We just saw a clip of the video drumming.
It's in the blood, yeah.
Nice.
I used to teach David how to play drums as well. Even my brother Shino.
Nice. You guys have been tight since days. Thank you so much, B-Rod, for coming through. We're really looking forward to this album.
Thanks for having me.
This is your debut.
First album.
You've been in the game for a while. This is
trust
your
me, album.
B-Rod, the Jordan album coming soon. It's going to be available on Boomplay. Thank you so much.
Trust me.